Okay. Welcome to the Lighter Side of the Dark Side. It's your weekly freak show here on Renegade Radio. Also, Apple, Stitcher, Spotify, Deezer, TuneIn, Radio Public. And I'm told at some point this will be on iHeartRadio, but I'm still trying to figure that one out. It's going to be on Audioboom. It's going to be on all sorts of places, YouTube. It's a Dark Mark show. I'm Dark Mark, the goth comedian. And you know who this is to my right, everybody's favorite vegan heavy metal DJ, Hannah Bach.
How are you guys doing this week?
You're Bach.
I'm Bach.
We're both Bach because we skipped last week. they had the Renegade Radio played a classic of David J. from Love and Rockets and Bauhaus and yeah. Sasha Gray from, you know, Suck a Dick, which he did. It was good. Yeah, did
nice
you listen to that?
Yeah, nice throwback Thursday.
Yeah.
We got a little vacation in.
Yeah, well, anyway, we're back, and we've got quite a lineup. This is more fallout from your birthday party.
No, it was my pre-birthday party.
Well, that was your pre-birthday party. You had a pre-birthday party at the Rainbow.
No, that was Burgundy Room. Birthday party, Rainbow. Burgundy Room pre-party.
Where did you meet this guy?
Burgundy Room.
Burgundy Room. Well, I was invited to this one. What happened?
It was like a random. I picked my girl from the airport, and it was just like a last minute thing. I don't even remember what happened.
Okay,
I remember walking in.
Because this is why I was confused. Because you normally meet musicians wherever you go, but you normally meet heavy metal musicians at the Rainbow, and that's where I thought you met this gentleman.
Or Instagram.
Well, or you know wherever. But this makes sense because you're as a talented musician. I love the band. The band is House of Light. Mm-hmm. He's giving me his rock star pose right now. I'm talking about you. And I want to get all your names right because there's quite a few of them. Justin Ma. Do you have to accentuate it? Martin DeVries?
Just Justin DeVries. The Martin's just a
Justin DeVries
thing for Facebook forced me to be real.
Right. That's real?
That's right. Yeah, you got it.
Martin with two A's is real.
That's right. It's okay. Dutch spelling.
Oh, really? Okay. Is there umlauts above them? Metal style?
No omelets. Omelets. No,
oh, okay.
None of that.
So, because if you said that, you would really impress Hannah.
Right.
If you had umlauts, you would impress everybody in the studio if you had umlauts in your name.
Yeah, I'm working on it.
But you are the lead singer, the songwriter of House of Light, decidedly not metal, but very good band. And you brought along an interesting gentleman, and I was trying to research you. Apparently, you've been around, and you've done a lot of things with a lot of musicians. And now you're playing drums with House of Light.
Yes.
That's forgive me if I'm mispronouncing it. Philip Hout?
Hout.
Yeah. Philip Hout. I was close.
No umlaut.
No umlaut.
No umlaut.
Because you could be your umlaut over that. All right. So we've got Martin and Hout. And we're going to get into House of Light in just a second. We've got some sponsors real quick. You know how it goes. So everybody's paying for something. Audible. Mm-hmm. Audible is our sponsor. And I was on Audible today. And in the week that we were not on the air... I think just after the day after we taped the show at Mortis last time,
mm-hmm.
and Mortis was talking about how he triumphed over depression. A friend of mine in the comedy community, I say he's my friend, he's more of an acquaintance. I would see him, I've known him for years, I've known him before he got it big, and you know, every time I saw him, he would have a big grin on his face, happy to see me, and Brody Stevens. And Brody Stevens committed suicide the day after the show with Mortis.
Yeah.
The reason I mentioned this on the Audible, this is the most depressing Audible promo I've ever done. It's because his album, Brody Stevens Live in the Main Room, is on Audible. And if you want to talk about a really funny guy, check that out. You're going to laugh. And really, you know, for his memory.
You know, we also lost Keith from Prodigy as well to suicide.
Yes, I understand that.
Yeah,
but I didn't.
It's been a sad week.
I didn't know Keith from Prodigy personally, so that's and Luke Perry and all that. I don't want to go through the death knell. I mean, we got House of Light here, but anyway, I saw that he has a comedy CD on there. That's what I would recommend. If you go to audibletrial.com/DMS, pick up Brody Stevens' album. See what the fuss is all about. I know some people have heard of him. They've never heard his comedy. Listen to his comedy. You get it for free. You go to audibletrial.com/DMS, or you get any book or comedy album that you want, plus two Audible originals, including you can get there's a couple of empowering woman books. There's a book on the Alien Saga with Rutger Hauer doing one of the voices. Whatever you want. You get one book or comedy album, two two Audible originals and a free trial, free 30-day trial. Just go to audibletrial.com/DMS. You guys are on the road. You listen to audiobooks. Well, now you can. Just go to audibletrial.com/DMS. Free book, free 30-day trial, and two Audible originals. One of the Audible originals is actually a Rolling Stone profile of Aretha Franklin. So that's another good one about a dead person. Anyway, so also, Doomy's Home Cooking. Mm-hmm. You guys vegan?
I am vegan.
Yeah.
No, I'm vegetarian.
Oh. Have you ever been to Doomy's? Hey, trust me, that's better than we do.
I've been to Doomy's, yeah.
Yeah, it's great, isn't it?
I like Doomy's.
We finally have a guest that's been to Doomy's.
Wait, what?
Phil's been to Doomy's.
That's
I'm
exciting.
So excited.
Which one did you go to, the next Mex, or did you go to the burger joint?
The one on
1253 Vine Street.
Well, they're
Street.
Right next
Vine
to
Street.
Each other. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, they opened up.
Oh, it's been a while
Mex.
Since you've been there.
Yeah.
Oh, they opened up a Mexican food place, and it's my favorite. It's the best.
And it's right next door to it?
Yeah.
It is.
Okay.
Chili Arenos, flautas.
Yeah, the flautas are the biggest flautas I ever had. You know Phil's a genius.
Nachos.
He takes vegetarian things, they don't taste vegetarian at all. And you can take the stuff from the regular restaurant, bring it to the Next Max, bring the Mexican food to the regular restaurant, whatever you want. 1253 Vine Street. He has a new restaurant in Culver City. What is that?
It's actually in City Terrace.
City Terrace. And a restaurant in Toronto, Canada. So if you're ever in Culver City or Toronto, Canada, or Hollywood.
Are they all called Doomy's?
They're all called Doomy's.
Yeah, yeah, same owner, and I highly recommend the carrot cake if you have a sweet tooth. It's
or
so
the deep fried Oreos, which we had for your birthday.
Yes.
And, one more sponsor real quick. I got to do this real quick. Seven Leaves CBD. And now you guys are musicians. You know about CBD oil.
That's the Central Business District of Melbourne.
Well, we're talking about a different CBD. We're talking about CBD oil. And if you go to the website, sevenleavescbd.com, promo code MOB for free shipping. By the way, tell her to give us our own DMS code so she can track what she's getting from our show.
Totally.
Okay.
All right, Mo, do you hear that? Ms.
Before
Mo-Bach?
Right now, MOB for free shipping. Why are 7 Leaves CBD different? Unique vapor extraction process, only two ingredients in their oil. Organically Colorado-grown hemp, so you know it's good. Responsibly sourced organic MCT oil. Terpene-rich, and bottled in blue minion glass. Keeps the product potent and extends shelf life. Two other products, two different salves, cayenne peppermint, which I haven't used, and the lavender that you use. And this is tattoo spray, which is amazing shit. Easy way to heal tattoos and help with pain. And pet CBD coming soon.
I had it once.
CBD oil?
Yeah.
How was it?
Great.
Yeah.
Brief, great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you should try the 7 Leaves. I think you'll like it.
I had it once, too.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I think this might be... Try the 7 Leaves. It's good stuff. Anyway, so...
What is that thing?
This would be a camera. So now we're on YouTube.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Well, here you go. Hi, Phil.
I am staying off camera tonight.
Yes. Well, we'll see about that. Anyway, Justin, do you have any tattoos since we were just talking about tattoos?
Well, that's not really a tattoo. That's just me doing things.
Okay.
But I don't.
Is that a pen or is that...
There's nothing that feels permanent in my life. I can't get a tattoo. Tomorrow I'll hate it. I can't do that.
But it's so cute that he says tattoo.
It is cute.
Isn't that adorable? So, House of Light. Now we're going to talk about this. Now, this is a band, and I enjoy.
Thanks for listening.
No, I really liked it. I was thrilled that you were on Tidal, so I didn't have to hunt around for it. And it was it's the second album. So you've had two albums.
Yeah, on our third.
You're on our third, and here's what's confusing about it. It's a very confusing band, and I did a lot of research.
Mm-hmm.
You have three different lineups. One for Australia.
Yeah.
One for the US. And was it one for Europe?
Yeah, that band kind of got fired, but yeah, sort of, yeah. Yeah.
What is going on?
Well, it's easy to just fly in and drop in on bands, like just parachute in and then fly them around. And,
right.
I mean, this is the band I love. but
Look at that look on his face. Do you love that?
But it's just convenience at the moment, yeah.
Really? So, the main, I guess you and, oh, God, it's the singer's name, the lady in the band.
Oh, Valentine, she's no longer in the, oh, Linda, you mean.
Oh, okay, so you formed the band with Valentine. Let's go through the whole history.
Yeah, well, let's go through
well,
the
Well, Valentina
whole thing.
Was a while back, and then she got a real job.
Okay.
Her life was killing her rock and roll, yeah. And she had a baby and a boyfriend and
everything.
But she's still playing music.
Oh, married, actually. Not even just a boyfriend. Yeah, she's got her own thing. Valentine, the Veil in the Void. I'll plug that for her.
Okay. So then she dropped out of the band, and you found Linda, who plays bass and was
who conveniently has the same black bangs, and it's just perfect branding. You know, everyone thinks she's Valentina.
Right.
She is Valentina, actually.
Now, have people confused her when you've gone on tour?
People think she's her.
Yeah. So how do they know? Unless they actually really look close.
Yeah.
And listen close.
Yeah.
So House of Light, I was trying to describe you guys, and a lot of different influences. I would say goth is definitely an influence. I would say shoegaze is an influence. Psychedelica is an influence. Some pop in there. I was listening to one of the actual song House of Light is very Jesus and Mary Chain influenced.
We'll call that for a while, and then we realized there was a band from the 80s called that, and then the light became the love became light, metaphysically speaking. Yeah.
So we're called
we were called House of Love initially, and then
called House of Love.
Yeah,
the
and
song
then
is called House of Love. Not
yeah, the
House
song
of
is
Light.
House of Love, and we were called House of Love. And then people said, they kept mistaking us for that '80s band,
right?
Which isn't flattering anyway. But like, and then we
I gotta listen to some House.
I mean,
Love
I do
now.
Like the band. I'm just saying that it's an old band, we changed it. The love became light. Literally.
Oh, okay. So the song is House of Love, but the band is House of Light.
Exactly.
All right, because I thought you said you were called Jesus Mary Chain. I was like, well, wait a second. Kind of, it's
by the way, they have our guitar. We sold them a guitar.
Did you really?
Yeah, if you ever see a big red Gretsch, that's our guitar that we sold them.
Really? Because I just saw them, and I know he was playing a Gretsch. I don't know if it was a red one.
Oh, sorry, not a Gretsch, Sunburst. A big red star, Guild Starfire, that's it, Guild Starfire.
Oh, okay. How'd you do that?
I just need the money to fly back to USA, and I just sold it to their manager, so.
Oh, okay.
It's just.
Because I got a couple used guitars. I don't know where I'd, like, sell them to Jesus Mary Chain.
Maybe they'll sell it to them.
So you grew up in Melbourne, Australia.
I grew up everywhere. I've been to like 12 schools, about 6 countries. My father's in the army, so I have no fixed.
The Australian army.
The Australian army, yeah.
Okay.
What's your favorite country?
It depends. Right now, I'm liking USA, to be honest.
Yeah. How long have you been here?
I can tell that. I can tell that.
But that's probably
eye.
Because I'm not here too often.
Oh, like, okay.
I can only be here 6 months a year, so that probably helps. You know.
Yeah, it does.
No offense.
None taken. I
took some a little bit, but
I didn't.
But then I used to go out in Australia, so there's a lot of bitterness there. But no, she was from Colac, Australia. You familiar?
Colac? What's that?
It's a small town in Australia.
Oh, I don't know it.
And then she moved to Melbourne.
Oh, I know Melbourne.
Yes, I know, because you grew up there partially. Where were you born?
Adelaide. It's a little town south.
You're not far from...
City, sorry, south.
You're not far from Colac.
Oh, okay. That was a while back.
It was a while back. So
it's probably in the desert, this little town you speak of.
I'm sure it is. But anyway, I promise her I'd give it a plug because she's doing the thing. But Melbourne's a big city.
3 million. Yeah.
So
I mean,
it's not like
it's not a super city like LA.
Right. So it's not like you're Crocodile Dundee out in the wilderness, like doing walkabouts and killing alligators and crocodiles.
That's just
and
too dangerous.
Killing alligators, wrestling alligators.
Oh, that's right. He didn't.
Stung through the heart. Very poetic. He stingray through the heart.
Yeah?
That's how he died, literally. And, I found it very
beautiful. That's a Crocodile Hunter, yeah.
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 Oh, no, yeah, not Croc Dundee.
I was going way
the,
back to Crocodile Dundee.
Steve Irwin.
Yeah.
I'm so confused right now.
Crocodile Dundee was a movie in the 80s. Hunter was a guy.
He kind of was the living Crocodile Dundee.
Got it.
Right, remember that
person,
guy.
In flesh.
Yeah.
So he's the one who died.
Yeah, he died with a stingray right through the heart.
That's right, yeah, the stingray hit him right through the heart. And, which, I'll tell you, don't play with stingrays.
My grandmother used to call stingrays stinging rays.
She was. I guess she was right. I wish she would have told Crocodile Hunter.
Our grandparents are always right.
Yeah. So, Phil, where are you from?
Northern Virginia.
Okay. And how long have you been in L.A.?
Since 1986.
Wow.
You came here at a good time.
Loves mm-hmm. L.A.
Oh, yeah. So then you remember the glam days on the Sunset Strip.
Yeah, I wasn't really involved in that.
But you drove by it and probably laughed at people.
I was aware of it, yeah.
and you came here just to... Were you in a band, or...?
I came here and I joined a band called The Wake, which is not The Wake that everybody knows.
I was going to say, I've heard of The Wake.
It was The Wake that didn't know there was another Wake.
A lot of band name confusion.
It was
here.
The Wake from Whittier, not The Wake from, like, Scotland. Yeah.
I've been to Whittier. There's a lot of wakes out there.
I was just in Whittier.
Actually, Whittier's coming up. It's like the hip part of town now.
I had to get my car smogged in Whittier for some reason.
Cheaper.
No. I don't even want to go into it. It's
Yeah,
we dumb story.
We don't want to talk about smogging, but
yeah.
What do you say? What do you say, totally hipster now?
Everywhere is me. I got these creepers.
These creepers in Whittier.
Oh yeah.
Yeah,
I can't wait to see you in 2 months. You know, since you just like moved to Los Feliz.
Yeah, I'm a hipster now. I moved
from
to Los
where?
Feliz.
Where?
From Tarzana.
Oh.
So I got out of the valley. So. That- Huh?
Was that named after Tarzan? I
it
just
was.
Know.
Yes, it was.
Edgar
Rice Burroughs, who wrote Tarzan,
yeah,
lived in Tarzana, and I guess he was like the one, and so they named it after Tarzan. So I lived in Tarzana, and now I'm in Los Feliz. So.
And what did they name the Maui Sugar Mill after?
I know, you guys are going to be playing there.
Maui?
We got it, yeah.
Is that country?
That's the only thing I know about Tarzana, besides
right.
That
oh,
it's
yeah,
named
that's
after
what we're playing,
Tarzan.
Actually.
Conveniently. Yeah, I actually, I live literally 2 blocks away.
Oh.
I'm gonna go see you guys.
Oh, cool. Yeah,
but I lived.
I'll buy you a drink.
Yeah, please. Because I lived literally 2 blocks away, and now you're on the show, and now I gotta drive from Los Feliz to take the train or figure something out.
Uber.
Can we cuss?
No. Oh yeah.
We
Shit.
Encourage it. No, we encourage it. So after the wake, what other bands have you been in?
Oh God.
What bands would we have known or? Peripheral.
I don't know if I was in any bands that anybody knew.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Holy shit. They're people know them. They toured with John Mars, didn't they?
Mm-hmm. You were in Holy Shit?
Mm-hmm.
I like the name.
Yeah.
How did you guys meet?
That was my next question. How did you meet and get
involved? We're not sure.
Where was it? Maybe it could be a music venue. Could be.
I think we met at the Loaded Bar.
Okay.
When House of Light played there.
Oh.
You guys played at the Loaded Bar?
We went pay for that gig. I remember that very clearly.
That's the Loaded Bar.
He and Valentina mm-hmm. played there. I remember that.
That's where Valentina, she introduced me to her future husband right there, actually, oh. Interestingly enough.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
The Loaded Bar, for people that are very confused, was a bar that, it was a Hollywood bar.
It was.
And yeah, it's gone now.
Oh, really? Wow.
It's been gone for
oh,
a couple yeah. years.
It's the Beetle House now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Is it? Okay, so that's the Beetle House. Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. It's been closed for a while. It was sort of a... Sunset Strip on the other side.
Yeah.
And I actually filmed a little short movie there where it was supposed to be a goth club and all the goth people came out, and it was the Lana Steele makeup spy. She would give like spy tutorials, and then there's a whole running like thing. It was anyway.
It was
I don't
on Hollywood Boulevard by Quang.
Like
it was on Hollywood Boulevard.
Right by
yeah.
It was on Hollywood
by
Boulevard.
Margarita.
Yeah, it was right by the train station, and it sort of became like a kind of a trendy metal kind of gothy hangout for a while, and then kind of fizzled out.
We refer to it as the cesspool.
Okay, why? That's why was it the cesspool?
Because
Hannah.
It was just so many scummy guys there, and my girlfriend and I would
not
get,
these guys.
No, we would get loaded at the Burgundy Room. They're like, "What's going on at the cesspool?" And we'd walk in there, cause trouble, and then closing time and leave.
All right,
that's a good name yeah. for a club, though. The cesspool, the
right?
Cesspool.
Like or a band?
That's better.
That was your band name?
No.
Oh,
Grand Loaded. So no, so so you went to a House of Light gig at Loaded, and that's how you guys met?
Yeah, I think so. Cameron brought me there.
Oh, okay.
I went
yeah.
there with Cameron.
Yeah.
Did you like the band when you saw them?
I did.
Yeah.
Yeah. They were playing with a drum machine. And
oh, yeah. We were a duet because we had no drummer, hence the...
Right. And that surprised me because most musicians I know, they even though I'm sure it was done out of necessity, they frown on drum machines. You as a drummer, and you see somebody with a drum machine...
He's threatened by them.
I played in so many bands with drum machines... About half the time it works. The other half, it turns into a metal band.
Yeah.
So you play other instruments besides drums, I'm assuming.
A bit of synth. I like
Not
a synth
really.
Playing, actually.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean...
Philip's mad about town. He's just in everything. Everyone wants him.
Well, I know I do.
I think he looks like that Hollywood... Who was in Gladiator? Is that Charlton? Martin Sheen. He looks like Martin Sheen.
Martin Sheen was in Gladiator?
Oh, no, who was the
I think you're thinking
the old
Sheen
one.
Was,
You're thinking Kirk Douglas.
Kirk Douglas. He looks like Kirk Douglas. Don't you think?
A little bit.
I guess a little bit. Yeah, maybe a little Michael Douglas. Maybe a little Kirk Douglas.
Okay, good.
Yeah. And what does Justin look like? Who does he look like?
I don't think Justin looks like Justin.
Yeah.
You're like a hybrid between a couple of people.
Is that? Do you say hybrid or hybrid?
Yeah. A hybrid.
it's like a Jack Black and Elijah Wood had a baby.
No kidding. Some guy came up to me named
Martin Freeman.
He came up to me in England and said, you're Jack Black, aren't you? And I kind of went along with, yeah.
Jack Black?
Can you tell me where
to You are not Jack
He really
Black.
Thought I was Jack Black.
Well, that's an insult.
Hair, that's not an insult.
Wait a minute, Jack Black?
Jack Black's a good-looking guy. I wish I looked like Jack Black. If people told me I look like Jack Black.
Jack?
No, Jack White, not Jack Black.
I mean Jack White. I meant Jack White.
No, that's not even what
I was talking about.
I didn't know what you were talking
I look like Jack Black. He looks like Jack White.
We both meant Jack White. I know what you mean.
Yeah, you knew what I meant.
Yeah.
If Jack White, yeah, Jack White. It's hilarious. A little Martin Freeman, maybe.
Morgan Freeman?
Martin Freeman.
Oh.
I could see you
Who
could be
Martin
like Jim
Freeman?
Morrison's
Martin
son.
Freeman is the guy that was in The Hobbit. He was in The Office, the original Office with the English one.
Which one was he?
He was a Black Panther. He was like the FBI guy. You know who I'm talking about.
I'm just struggling to keep the thread.
What is it? Who does Mark look like? Let's play a game
No,
here.
Let's not. Because we're not going to get you around to who Hannah looks like.
Myself, I guess. I don't look like anybody.
No, but you've been told you look like a celebrity, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. I'm the girl from, what's that show? Family. Oh, God.
Family Guy? No.
Family Guy. I'm a cartoon character.
Family Matters? Urkel? What? I don't know.
Mary of Children.
Oh, Christina Applegate.
Right.
Oh, that's sweet. Thank you.
Yeah, there you go.
I
go along with that. We're going back a ways.
Are we digressing? I don't know.
No, we're having fun. I don't give a shit. We'll get to the whole.
And we can cuss.
Yes.
We can cuss. That's so fucking.
Please
right.
fucking cut. Yes.
We've had naked ladies. But wait on a second. Fire in the studio.
Oh no, yeah. We've had all sorts of. This is gonna be.
Oh, we forgot to bring a naked lady.
Oh, next time.
No, but here's the thing though, because I know from going out with an Australian girlfriend, you can cuss on the radio in Australia.
Really?
They play uncensored songs.
Oh yeah, Australians don't give a shit. Yeah. Like if an Australian wants a cigarette, they'll just go ask that kind of over there. Like they just say that. Whereas in USA, you say that word, that is very bad.
Because like I remember she would like
cigarette?
She would hear.
You can say it.
Cunt.
I mean, it's actually a body part.
I thought you said cum. I did cunt. Where was I going with this? What's what cunt?
Yeah, I have so many Australian friends that I'm just like immune to it. I'm like,
Well, Australian English, the cunt is kind of it's not as bad as when an American says it.
Yeah,
I think it's cuter, especially English, cunt. It's kind of cute.
It's not as bad when he says it because you can't even really tell what he's saying.
I didn't know what the fuck he was saying.
I mean, it's the way you look at it. It's like if you
is the way you look at a cunt.
Well, no, it's It's like do you have the ability to give depth and pleasure? Yeah, you do. So hey,
to a cunt,
you know?
Yes, I absolutely can. And this guy's a rock star. Both these guys are rock stars. I'm sure they can too. We'll talk about that in a second. But no, but you could cut because when she would hear stuff. Censored on the radio. He'll rap songs censored on the radio. She's like, why are they bleeping this out? I'm like, there's standards of practice here.
Oh, they censor rap radio?
Oh, I didn't know they censored rap. All I hear is ass, and bitch on the radio. You know, when you're going through the stations.
No, you can't say fuck. You can't say shit.
Philip recorded Dr. Dre last Sunday. I'm just going to throw that
in. No, I was getting there because I know you mentioned that. Now, how was that? And how did you get that gig and how was that?
Is this what we're going to talk about?
we don't have to. I mean, if he swore you to an oath, or
he said that he had his posse there. Was it you had your? They had their women, like all their women, and it was like this posse.
I'm not allowed to talk about any.
Oh, we're not allowed to talk about it. It's restricted.
No. Seriously, I know people that have recorded rap groups. It's scary.
I recorded LL Cool J interviewing Dr. Dre.
It was very stylish.
I do what you do. It's exactly the same thing.
Oh, okay. So you're a radio host, or you're an engineer.
I'm an engineer.
So is this was like for was this for
Sirius XM?
Oh, that's great. So and how was the interview?
It was great.
Probably better than this, I would imagine.
I mean, I'm inside of this interview, so it's like it's hard to tell.
Right. So, but I mean,
I was on the outside of the other interview.
I'm just trying to think. Yeah, LL Cool J interviewing Dr. Dre.
Philip's an existentialist.
I'm sure he is.
I know what that means.
I wish I knew what that meant.
But you're a Renaissance man. You're an engineer. You're a drummer. You do synthesizers.
I'm just very lucky.
Yeah. So, but were they nice, Dr. Dre and LL Cool J? Can you just say that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a good interview.
It was a great interview.
Oh, okay, great.
Yeah.
I can't wait to hear it. Hopefully, I'll have to.
It's on.
Serious
XM. It's on LL Cool J's channel called Rock the Bells.
Oh, does he have a channel?
Rock the Bells Radio. I think it's 43.
Yeah, I haven't listened to Sirius in a while. I can imagine that would be a great interview. And
I don't listen to it either. Yeah,
I would listen.
Great.
I like old school. I like old school rap. I would listen to it. Sure.
Oh, it's a good. It's a good station. I've heard it.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah. It's really good.
And the song "Rock the Bell" is a good song.
Yeah, it's a go-go song.
No, no, LL Cool J had his song.
No, I know, but he's like
1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4. And
but
one,
it's
yeah,
a, it's
rock
a,
the bells,
but
yeah.
It's a go-go song. Like that's not.
But
a hip-hop
did you say
song.
Him because they forgot about
song.
Dre?
You should have.
I didn't say that.
So. Is this going to influence your drumming on the next House of Light album, or
is what going to influence my drumming?
LL Cool J and Dr. Dre talking about beats.
They weren't. I mean, they talked about the headphones a little bit.
Oh, is that what was? They were hawking the headphones.
No, 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 no. They weren't. But you said talking about beats. No, they weren't talking about beats.
Oh, that was a joke.
No, no.
Jokes?
No. I'm from the DC area, and so I recognize when somebody's using a go-go. Beat and song.
Right. Okay. I thought you meant the Go-Go's the band. I know what you're talking about.
No, no. Go-Go. Like,
yeah, yeah.
Trouble Funk or
right,
EU.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
See, now we're bonding.
So Rock the Bells is
a
like,
go-go track.
That's a go-go song.
Right,
like,
right, right.
I mean, with rapping over it. Yeah. I don't really know that much, but I know that much.
That's
that the music. And
were you
rock
ever in
the
a
bells.
Funk band? Were you ever in like a funk band?
Yes.
And how was that?
You were in everything. You've been in every kind of band.
Now, were you the drummer for a funk band?
I was a drummer in a go-go band when I was in college.
Right.
Because these guys wanted to borrow my drum set, and right. I said no, and they asked me if I would play drums in their band.
Well, that's great. By the way, Hannah, go-go is a style of music that was popular in the 80s, early 90s, and it was really where you were from,
it's
Washington,
really...
D.C., Virginia, East Coast, was really where it was popular.
It's still popular.
Yeah, I'm
there.
Go-Go's in my head.
Yeah, no, this is like underground R&B funk, real, yeah.
Gotcha. Chuck Brown and the Soul Searchers.
Right.
Bustin' Loose.
Yeah. So were you like the only white drummer in a black band? Is that what happened?
Sort of. Yeah.
Yeah, and what was did you play like some real rough gigs in some real rough places?
I was in Richmond, Virginia. Okay. And we were the only go-go band in Richmond, Virginia. So we played at like black fraternities.
Yeah. And how was that?
Was great. I thought we were not a very good band.
Right.
But it seemed to be going pretty well.
Well, when you're at a fraternity party, you know.
Well, no, these were like shows. It wasn't like a fraternity party.
Oh, okay.
They were like talent shows, I guess.
All right.
Yeah. I don't know. I just remember them being in theaters.
Oh, okay, that's cool. So it was just like at the college at a theater, and you guys, and everybody's just rocking out, huh?
Oh, yeah.
They were doing the butt and all that stuff, right?
Yeah, doing. There you go.
No, that's
one.
That's probably the most mainstream go-go song is that doing the butt, sexy, sexy.
Yeah.
When you get that motion, you put your back feel.
I have no idea what you're talking about. I love it.
Yeah, it's go-go music.
Yeah, that's
it's
like,
just real,
but that's
real
like go-go. That's like
funk.
That's like go-go. As I mean, I'm trying to think. Maybe there
that's
was something
pop,
that might
pop,
that's
poppy,
pop go-go.
Poppy
that's
go-go.
As like pop as go-go got.
Right.
Or that's as maybe successful as a
right.
go-go band got.
Because it was in a Spike Lee movie.
Right.
And they had
and that was
whole,
that
whole,
was EU.
EU, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And they had a whole choreographed scene where everybody's doing the butt.
Right.
So were they doing the butt at your shows or no?
I couldn't tell.
Yeah,
I mean, I was on the stage.
So I've never been a drummer. Now, how is that like, when you're on stage? Do you get a sense of what's going on with the audience if they're really catching that beat?
Yeah.
Okay, so you were getting a sense of it, but you didn't really see it.
Oh, not back then. I mean, not in that. Not yeah. No.
At like a House of Light show, will you know when they're responding to your drumming or?
Mm.
Or is it a thing where the band clicks together and you're really finding a groove?
Well, I think when the band clicks together, it feels good.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I'm trying to think of House of Light shows. Like,
how many House of Light shows have you played?
Like hundreds? What do you think?
I'd say 40 or 50. 40.
Because you're the American drummer.
Maybe 15.
Okay, so there's seems to be a discrepancy.
Five.
Have you guys ever met? Do you guys know each other? No, just seriously.
Well, I remember there was one time in 3 months where we were playing every week. You remember that? It was like 2-3 years ago. We're playing every week. That was crazy.
I liked the show at the Hyperion Tavern.
That's always fun. Terrible sound, but
where was
magic.
Where's the Hyperion Tavern?
Hyperion Avenue. It's run by Don Bolas from the Germs, the drummer for the Germs, the punk band.
Okay, it's in L.A. then?
It's in L.A., yeah.
Okay. So, I mean, have you gone outside of L.A.? I mean, I know that you have a band in...
band, not really. Costa Mesa, if you count that. Australia,
right.
Not really. Yeah.
Now the legend of the band, and this I got from the Triple J website. Triple J is the big Australian radio station.
It was good in the 90s.
Yeah, they play uncensored music. They play...
Don't they all play uncensored music?
In Australia, they do. Here, they don't. So they're the ones with the fucks and the shits. But Triple J, you don't. Yeah.
Yeah.
So they have a.
I was gonna say In Excess. Dream of White Boy. That's banned here. Huh? I mean, what is it with you Americans? You ban everything.
It's not banned here.
It's not banned.
It's never played.
Oh, they ban a ton of movies too.
It's never played here. They think it's racist because Dream of White Boy, Black Boy. What?
No, that was on the radio.
Nice, actually,
that was on the radio. That's how it
goes. You know, I don't. You know, I haven't. I mean, it's just they don't play a lot of In Excess on the radio anymore. But in the '80s, they played it.
But
nowadays,
which is weird because it'd be very politically correct to play that. Interracial
relationships
you'd think so,
but it has been banned.
And by the way, have you ever been with a black girl?
Oh, God, you're getting really personal.
Wait, did you just ask if he's been with a black girl?
Well, he brought it up.
Okay,
well,
no, I just wanted to make sure I heard that clearly.
By the way,
have you?
By the way, yes, and that's a yes for him.
Yeah,
too.
But Jesus.
Yeah.
It's very
personal. I have too, so what?
It's very personal.
You don't want to brought this up the song.
What has this been with? What does that mean?
Have you had sex with a black girl?
Oh, my God. Can you ask him that question?
Phil, come on, you never have?
I've never had sex.
All right, well there you go. Then I guess you haven't. So
yeah,
it depends. It depends on the woman, but usually very nice, okay. Or the guy, whatever you're into. I don't know. Go ahead, you can get back to the mic. I'm not going to ask you some more. I'm not going to ask you a personal question.
I'm back.
No, I was going to ask. Were you a fan of Nick S?
I like a lot of their songs. Yeah.
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 Because I mean, I'm trying to think.
I mean.
Because
as far as Australian music goes, I would lean more to Beast Suburban, Nick Cave, that kind of stuff. Yeah, but I like them a lot. Yeah,
and you know what's funny?
Noiseworks.
He played with Noiseworks. They're a famous band.
What? Yeah. Now you tell me.
Yeah,
I did not play.
You played with
Noiseworks.
It was the first show my band in 1986 played at Bogart's in Long Beach was with Noiseworks, and everybody told us they're really popular in Australia, and nobody in the United States had ever heard of them.
Right,
and they were playing playing in stadiums in Australia, and they played at Bogart's in the United States.
On the other hand, you know what's weird is that, and this is once again coming up from my Australian ex girlfriend. She would tell me, I've never heard AC/DC so much. As I have been since I've been in America.
Huh.
It's like they never play them once in a while in Australia. I hear them every fucking day here.
Oh, it's overplayed.
AC/DC?
It's overplayed.
I grew up in them, except my mother made me stop seeing my guitar teacher because she had half-naked women all over the walls. So
right.
That was the end of that.
What about Flash in the Pan?
What's that?
That's an
Australian
band.
Oh.
Were they around a long time?
It's one of the brothers. It's one of the young brothers.
Oh, like...
It's the one that's not in AC/DC.
Okay.
Right.
And not in the Easy Beats either.
Not in the Easy Beats.
What about Kings of the Sun? Anyway, I don't want to get into all these Australian bands.
Let's talk about your band.
So you were growing up and you want to play guitar. No, but here's the thing. On Triple J it said that this band was actually formed in Berlin.
Yeah, it formed in Berlin. I was living there. I'm kind of an exile from Australia. I've been living in Berlin for the last decade and that's where it formed with an Australian guy and a German guy, and it started there. But Berlin is no place for a rock band. It's
really
no one cares about rock music there. It's all punk, electro, techno. That's it.
Mm. Really,
yeah. It's not a place to build a following. I'll put it that way. It's a great place to record, live, drink, take drugs.
Like Rammstein's just the exception to the rule.
I lived around the corner from that guy. Actually, yeah.
Huh?
Everyone thinks he's a Nazi. He's not a Nazi.
I didn't think so.
Yeah,
he's sexy. Well, back in the 90s, he was sexy.
Yeah, that was 20 years ago.
Yeah.
But so how did you go from Australia to Berlin? How did that work out?
I literally hitchhiked there and fell in love with the city.
How did you get across the ocean?
Oh, I hitchhiked from, it was a truck drive, then some stoners, and then I just arrived there, and then, that was
Australia
is an
island,
actually.
You can't really hitchhike the whole way.
Oh, no, not from Australia, from Brighton, England. Yeah.
Stoner is the word for sailor here. It's just,
I thought you meant like an actual stoner.
They were stoners. They were a couple of German stoners listening to Velvet Underground. That's how I arrived in there. Right. And then I just landed there. I thought, wow, I love this place.
The stoners, person who does drugs.
And, like, just
no,
woke
I,
up
I actually didn't
Berlin.
Smoke. Anyways.
So you become.
I didn't inhale.
Yeah. No, in America, stoner means somebody gets high all the time.
I was joking about the sailor.
I don't know. Sorry. It's just a bit of a. So how did you get from Australia to England?
An airplane.
Okay. So how old were you when you did this?
I don't know. Actually, I can't remember. But I was about 10, 15 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so I don't want to. Yeah, I don't want anybody to know your real age. But
you have to use space shuttle in answer. I think.
So why Berlin?
You know, it's really strange. It was just, you know, when you get an intuition, you just have a feeling. That's actually what Strange City Calling, one of our songs, is about. It's about that voice telling you, go to that city. And it was just a feeling, go there. I don't know why. I had no money. I had no friends there. I just arrived there within like 3 days. I had a best friend and a place to live. I was living off music.
But you were already playing.
I was busking on the street, actually.
Okay.
Best friend other than me.
Yeah, besides.
Are you your best friend now?
No.
Your BFFs?
Not really.
We only hang out every day, but we're not best friends.
Right.
Besides,
we don't even really hang out every day.
Every second day?
Maybe.
Maybe a little bit of like a brotherhood.
There's like a.
Maybe.
Yeah, we did the finger cutting thing. And like.
Did you do that? Did you do the Blood Brothers thing?
You have to when you join the band.
Oh, do you really?
You have to have bangs, black bangs.
That's another thing, too.
If you're a female.
Right.
Yeah. So you
have to be
Berlin.
A virgin.
Right. Oh, do you?
Okay. Yeah.
Except for black chicks, apparently. So, you were in Berlin.
Face.
I had to. I couldn't. It was too easy. I couldn't resist. So you're in Berlin, but everybody in the band is from a different country. Is that correct?
Generally, yeah. We had Germans in the band, and we've had all sorts. Berlin's a mixture of all kinds of people. So
right.
Who knows what?
Okay. So did you go back to Australia or just
not particularly? I mean, every now and then see my mother and my family.
Right.
And
but there's a touring unit in Australia, right?
I will be playing some shows there next month. Yeah. Oh, in 2 months.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's very exciting. Or
I don't
you
really get
it?
Excited anymore, to be honest, except about food and movies. Isn't
right.
that crazy?
Yeah.
Noiseworks.
But
yeah.
You
well,
I
could understand it if any movies were fucking decent and not superhero shit. But
I agree.
I mean, Jesus.
Well,
man.
Netflix, you know, the seasons, you get wide character arcs and.
Right. Well, that's TV.
Right.
Yeah, I wouldn't call it.
Is it cable? Is cable TV or?
There's no cable TV anymore. It's all streaming.
Oh, okay. Well,
just like how I listen to your album, it's all streaming. But you have two albums.
Two, yeah.
Right. So I listened to the second one, the most recent one.
Right. That's Nervous Systems, I think?
Yes.
Yeah.
And that is very... I was trying to explain to Hannah what shoegaze was.
You sent it to me.
Oh, tell me too.
Hold on. Because you were like, oh, we got a little bit... And that's why I'm wearing my Blake Valentine shirt here, so...
We get compared to them a lot, but to be honest, I don't really listen to them that much.
Well, the first track on the album is very influenced, I would say, by My Bloody Valentine, which is it the first track on the album? Let me see here. House of Light. I'm getting to Sonic.
Oh, Sonic. That's probably just the first track on your playlist. Valentina sings that one.
Okay, so she's no longer in the band.
No, she's no longer in the band.
Well, this is still your second album, right? Not the first.
That's the second album, yeah. She's very shy. She wanted vocals mixed very low.
Right. Well, that's the way they did it. Here, now everybody will be able to hear it. Listen to this. Maybe. Now we can hear it. If you had headphones on, you can hear it.
The problem is you hear your own voice.
Oh no, it's Valentina. I'm not even there. Oh, I'm in the harmonies. This is great because I can just play guitar and not worry about singing. I think I just want to play bass in a band, actually.
I'm going to get to that in a second. Stuff. Thank you. That's. See, that's her singing.
That's very My Bloody Valentine.
She gets,
see?
Yeah.
She gets half the rollies of that song.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, she should. But I mean, that's when you're singing on this one.
Because she wrote that, actually, the melody. That was right. Co-written with Valentina. That's.
Yeah, this is. This is. It's all around. There's a drum machine. I can hear it.
That's a drum machine. We're remixing this one because it doesn't peak enough in that mix.
Yeah, but you've already put it out.
Yeah, but we're going to re-release.
Okay.
With a bigger
and by the way, that
orgasm.
Guitar that I'm hearing right there, very Australian sounding.
People always say that.
That's kind of Midnight Oilish.
Oh, I like them.
Yeah.
That's the part that always confuses me.
But I like. Oh, really? Why?
Well, we should talk about it at rehearsal.
Okay.
Uh-oh. Am I divulging some secrets here?
No. No, I was just saying that part, when he plays that part, it confuses me. I don't know when to start. It's like, I just look at him, kind of puzzled.
Oh, you don't know when to start, yeah.
I just don't know when to start, yeah. It's my own problem.
Right? Have you started at the wrong time?
I start at the wrong time, I end at the wrong time.
I haven't noticed.
Seriously. Like, right. Sometimes I just get up and walk away.
Okay.
Oh, he walked off a gig once.
Okay, let's hear about this. Hold on, I'll turn this off for a second.
Actually, didn't you walk out on John Mouse? When you were touring with John Mouse, you walked off?
No,
that never happened.
Okay.
But anyway...
No.
So you walked out of a gig? What happened? That never
happened. The sound was terrible. I don't blame him. He walked off, pissed off, fair enough. Came back like... And then one of my friends got on the drums and started banging on the drums.
That's what always happens when I walk off, is somebody else gets on the drums. and then I hear it from down the street.
But then when you came back, that was like a comeback. Everyone was like, yeah!
Yeah, very Spinal Tap.
There was quite a difference on the drumming, I would imagine.
It was, yeah.
Because he knows what he's doing.
Yeah. Well, no. Really. Okay. I'm just going with what you said.
Well, I was going to ask now. You talk about playing bass. And your bass player is, you said Linda?
Linda, yeah. She's really a great
bass player.
She
was supposed
to come
on the show. We were going to have her come on the show.
She said she didn't want to do it because she said, I'm no good at these things. And he said the same thing. And I said the same thing.
Yeah, pretty good so far. I'm a little off my game. But you're pretty good. You know, you overreacted on the black chick thing. But other than that,
that's just because that's a personal question. But I mean, whatever. To answer your question, of course.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. We don't want to alienate our black fans. Now, but I was going to say, why is it that all these bands, and this has been a big thing probably since the 90s, 80s, why are the women always the bass player?
It's a good question. Kim Gordon, Pixies.
Yeah, White Zombie. It's always Smash Pumpkins.
Yeah.
Like,
does it look better?
I don't know. Well, I think that, yeah, that there was the YouTube just went off. Anyway, it looks, I think it looks, it's a good look, but I like women guitar players. I don't think there's anything sexier than a woman playing guitar or playing, it's a good look.
I agree.
But why don't you think? I mean, I don't see a lot of bands where with woman guitar player,
the
with all guys.
Whatever
cramps,
I
yeah,
say,
cramps,
I'm going to
yeah.
get crucified for it. So I'm going to shut up right now.
All right. Okay, you just think it's a good look, and that's why. Why? And so
who's going to crucify you?
Yeah,
I can't even say that because they'll crucify
me. I was trying to get you.
How did you meet Linda?
Oh, introduced via the people that we kind of know and.
To meet her at Lotus,
yeah, she's Hungarian, actually. Or Romanian? What is she?
Hungarian. Well,
Hungarian.
I think she's...
This band's half American, quarter Hungarian.
She's Syrian, and she lived in Hungary, yeah.
Oh, yeah, she mentioned Syria.
Have you ever met her either, or...
we don't talk so much.
I guess not.
Because when we're out, the music's too loud. You can't talk.
Right.
And that's where we hang out, like, you know, in loud places.
Right.
Well, we never sit around cafes chatting, because... I know.
Yeah, it's not rock and roll. Yeah. That's like...
We're all just trying to make a go of it in
that's
LA.
Like folks singing.
We're all too busy.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, I know who she is. She plays in my band.
Right.
I know who she is.
Right. So how you don't know where you met her?
I think I met her at HM157, which is what is it? It's a like a big house where they used to have gigs.
Yeah, it was sort of a venue.
Yeah.
Okay. So I mean, was this while Valentina was in the band, or was it after she left?
Yeah, no, it was while Valentina was in the band. I think Valentina, yes, Valentina introduced me to Linda, and they both had the same bangs. They looked the same even, except Linda was kind of tall and Hungarian.
Right.
And, is it bothering the mic if I keep leaning back and forth my chair like that? Where should I, like, here?
Just as long as you stay close.
Because I'm a bit, yeah, okay, I'll just, what was the question?
You're so nervous, I don't get this.
Oh, no, I'm just hypo. I'm hypo.
Yeah, okay.
I'm too drunk to be nervous.
Don't be nervous.
We can strap the mic to your face.
Yeah. We might have to.
Just duct tape.
See, you have not wavered. You have good mic skills.
I'm trying to sit up straight because I'm getting old and my posture's getting weird. And when I sit in a chair, I start to melt.
I recommend yoga.
Do you want my jacket to put behind your back?
I'm good. I just have to think about it and sit up straight, and then that makes me
so
close
Valentina
to the microphone.
So Valentina introduced
too.
You to from her replacement.
Yes, ironically. As it was. Isn't that
did Valentina play bass?
No, she plays synth. But she sings very well.
So you didn't have a bass player before, and now you do?
We did. We had an Australian guy. But okay. His wife didn't like him playing rock and roll. She was like, she was a little controlling, I guess. And you wanted to, I don't know, I think she kind of killed that for him.
All right.
Yeah.
That's not cool. You're supposed to add to someone's life, not take from it when in a relationship.
Well, yeah, I guess.
I'm just guessing, you know.
Yeah.
Now, how would you describe your sound? I know I've been throwing names around.
Describe what?
Your sound.
Oh, I just go on what people say, really, because I don't feel very objective. Because I love all kinds of music. You
right.
know, really.
Okay,
kinds.
I ask every musician this, and I never get a good answer. What is the one thing in your record collection that's a little embarrassing, that people wouldn't think you would have?
Well, I'm not embarrassed by it, but people criticize me for liking ABBA, but I just love ABBA. Like, I just think they're geniuses. Like, the way the song structures and the
right.
layers and the glitter and the production and the songwriting is just incredible.
Yeah,
so,
there's
and the production.
Wrong with that.
So that's what I'm... But I'm not really embarrassed by anything.
Right.
Like, I like Lana Del Rey.
Yeah,
I just think she's an amazing songwriter, you know? And it blew me away. It's the most commercial music I like right now. But she's so actually quite dark, actually.
Yeah.
She is dark. That's my depression music. I love Lana Del Rey for that.
Oh.
Yeah,
and
I'll
romantic.
Light candles and just be like, oh, I'm sad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, what about you, Phil? What do you like that people wouldn't think? Because you were kind of grimacing at the ABBA thing.
I like ABBA.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I like the Spice Girls, you know.
No,
I, like two
I don't
of
like
songs.
The Spice. I mean, I couldn't tell you what the Spice Girls sound like.
No, I like them. That's what.
Do you
that's
want,
my
do you
want
to give them a little sample, Mark?
They're feminists.
Yeah. Girl power.
Yeah. I don't. I mean, I have records.
Right. All right.
Philip likes Queen. You wouldn't. That surprised me. He loved Queen, and he hated the Queen film because.
I didn't hate the Queen film.
Well, you didn't
film.
Hate it, but you...
You would be the first one that did not like the Queen film.
You took issue with the facts.
Yeah, it was a little... it was a little shuffled around.
Yeah, that's...
The
I've
timeline.
Heard that, yeah, I've heard the timeline's a little shuffled around.
Yeah, I mean, if you grew up with that sort of thing, you...
Like, I haven't seen it yet, but I'm guessing that Live Aid's a big climax, but he gets AIDS before Live Aid, but he really got AIDS after Live Aid, or something like that.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, years after.
Right, so, everybody I've known likes that movie, but I'm afraid to watch it because I think it's going to be like one of these...
See it,
big
sound. See it with big sound, I'll blow your head off. It's
I thought
incredible.
It was,
well,
I thought it was
I love,
good.
I love Queen the band. I'm sure the band, you know, I'm sure the guy is great playing him, and I'm sure it's just band documentaries, they're always kind of the same. Like the one about Ian Curtis...
Control.
Was awful.
He was too pretty. He
no,
should,
no,
he
not,
should have blue
that.
Eyes,
no,
weird looking.
It had nothing to do with that. But it's like it's just like, you know, Ian, love's gonna tear us apart. Like the Johnny Cash one. You know, you're gonna pull me into Ring of Fire and then they write the song. It's stupid, you know.
It's the archetypal romantic version.
I always heard that Love Will Tear Us Apart was his reaction to Love Will Keep Us Together by Captain and Tennille.
Yeah, but that they didn't put that in the movie. The movie is like, Love's gonna tear us apart. It's like, oh, here we go. It's like
I don't know if
Walk
I saw
Hard
that
was
movie.
Like you know, like every movie, like it's like a whole thing. And I'm sure in Queen movie, it's like, another one's going to bite the dust, and then dun dun dun. It's like, come on.
Well, Brian May, he's protecting his legacy. He's not going to let that film make anything
right.
look too bad. He's going to keep he's not going to mention how Freddie Mercury had sex with teenage boys and certain things that I can't even say right here that he did. That like,
yeah,
yeah.
Wow, haven't we all?
No.
You never had sex with a teenage boy?
No.
Oh, you don't know what you're missing. Anyway, try that in a black girl. Trust me. But
I don't like girls.
Anyway, I am so off tonight. I swear to God, I'm so not myself tonight.
You're
I'm
fine.
Glad.
You're fine.
No, it's so free.
Can you dub in applause?
No, it's like we're having coffee together at a shop right now. We're all
we're having
friends.
The worst coffee in the conversation ever.
No, you albino, Mark.
Huh?
Maybe we need to get Mark drunk here. I mean, spike
no,
his
that'd be
juice.
That'd be even worse. No, I'm so like because I was I've been listening to you guys for 2 weeks. I like the music.
That's very
no,
flattering.
He really does.
That's very
and he was excited and he texted me that he did like your music.
Yeah, it was,
what song did he like? I'm just curious.
I like the ones that we played.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I like the whole album. It actually, very rarely these days do albums kind of have a consistent sort of
that's nice to
tone. And it does, but every song is different.
Do you think it should be remixed? Or is it sound like
you keep saying that. It's hard to say because...
I shouldn't say that live in it. That's terrible. What am I doing?
It's hard to say because...
You can say because it sounds like you're joking, but you're not joking.
I'm listening to it on streaming. I don't have a musician's ear. What don't you like about the mastering?
Everyone tells me the vocals are too low.
But I like low vocals.
Me too.
Like I say, I like that's kind of the shoegaze thing in that I like them to be kind of an accent and kind of wash along with the music.
Then leave it as is.
But you want them out front.
Well, Cliff,
you're a lead singer. That's why.
Move on to your next project. It's fine the way it is. And I mean, Mark loves it. Mark's a very critical person. You're happy with it. You like low vocals.
Because you'll probably be like, Valentina's vocals can stay where they are, low, but mine's got to be way up. I'm thinking that's what's going on.
Me? Like, oh, what? No, I'm a little shy, but Valentina's really shy. She put us very low. But for me, it's an aesthetic thing, but everyone's telling me, like, aesthetically, I prefer it low, but everyone's saying it should be higher just because that's what you do. You put the vocals right up high up front. That's just a thing that relates to radio and pop music, you know?
Right.
It's not really my aesthetic, but I can see why it would work because people hear that first. Plus the drum beat. That's what they tap into, the melody.
It's just
the way it is.
Now, do you want to get on pop radio? Is that what you're looking to?
I don't know. If it reaches more ears, but not at the expense of the song. So,
right. Yeah. So, I mean, have you got another album?
We've got a third one sitting, but I don't know what to do with it. It's just sitting there.
You've recorded it?
Yeah, it's done. It's just,
the vocals are too low?
No, they're not, actually, I think.
Did he play on it? Did Phil play on this?
No, he didn't. It was a French drummer.
You had a French drummer.
Yeah, we had a French drummer.
And you're like a Benetton ad of bands. You're like
a
Benetton ad of bands. Like everybody's from a different country.
Oh yeah, we're quite international.
Yeah,
that's cool. It's different.
You don't know what Benetton is?
Not really. They're all small.
Benetton is an American
Google
department.
It's
an American department store.
Oh,
where they take pains to have ads.
You should have made something else up.
Yeah, no.
That was your chance.
No. I know. I saw you set me up, and I just couldn't do it. I got to be honest with you. So they might be out of business. I don't know, but they used to be a department store, and they used to have these ads that were...
Did they get in trouble for something?
No, I think you're thinking of Abercrombie & Fitch.
What did they get in trouble for?
Something about their models.
No, they had that. They didn't have, like, plus sizes.
Yeah.
But also, they would have these offensive, racist Asian shirts, like, you know, like, dung fuck load cleaning or something, which is the weirdest thing, because, like, every time I've gone to an Abercrombie & Fitch, I swear, and this is the most politically incorrect thing I'll say all night, about 75% of the people clientele are Asian. Every Abercrombie & Fitch I've ever been to.
Every time I've ever walked past that store in the mall, there are all a bunch of white people with blonde hair.
Yeah, well, you're in Orange County.
I'm not in Orange County. I'm in L.A. Redondo Beach is Orange. It's not Orange County.
This is a pet peeve I have. The Americans I know don't like this, but America is
you
can't say anything. You can't say anything with, oh, it's racist, homophobic, fascist, and whatever. I don't know. You can't say anything. And everyone's criticizing each other instead of just talking.
It's a pretty recent phenomenon.
No, I agree. I mean, I know I'm Caucasian, but I'm constantly making fun of white people. You should hear me walk through the Museum of Death.
No, you're allowed to make fun of white people.
My friends look at me like I'm crazy.
No, you can make fun of white people, but don't dare make fun of anybody else.
I mean, people, they need to get a sense of humor. It's not coming out of anywhere that's actually mean or I hate people.
I agree. Humor is king. Yeah. You know, comedians are afraid to play in universities now. Like Seinfeld,
bullshit.
Louis C.K., they're censored.
Well, first off, Louis C.K., that's a whole... He jerked off in front of girls. That's a whole fucking
thing. I'd be surprised if he didn't. I'd be amazed if someone said, Louis C.K. does not jerk off in front of women, I'd be like, oh my God, really? I thought he would.
He does have that face like, I jerk off in front of women.
Is this your comedy routine?
Everybody's a fucking comedian now. No, Jerry Seinfeld hasn't played at college in 30 fucking years. He has no idea.
But he said he wouldn't. Even if he could, he wouldn't because of
the censorship. I wouldn't either. He makes $1 million to play Caesar's Palace or make $50,000 to play college. What do you think?
I don't think about it.
Yeah, he's just being a blowhard. And fucking, I love Jerry Seinfeld's show. I think his stand-up sucks.
Chris Rock said the same thing.
Yeah, well, Chris Rock's not playing colleges either.
Well, no, you take Seinfeld, and actually it's all the other characters that actually make it funny.
Well, what you're talking about, and I'll tell you from a comics perspective, the college is where a lot of comedy's going through a weird phase, and colleges are point number one in that. And by the way, if you want to hear about all this stuff, this may be the next episode of our engineer Morgan's podcast, Burst Your Bubble, where she talks about how my headphones just crackled on cue. That I mentioned your podcast, where she examines things and from a politically correct prism and shows you how fucked up they are.
My question is, why, if you know how to treat any minorities and oppressed groups, why would you need political correctness to babysit your language? Why not just be yourself? If you say the wrong thing, they will correct you. You will learn something. You will move on. Political correctness hides this. And part of the reason certain people are getting power, I think, is because everything buried and it's come up in perverse forms, violent forms.
I agree with you. I think that the rise of Nazism and all that stuff is due to the political correctness. It's a reaction to that.
So why not just do away with political correctness? Be yourself. Know who the racists are. Know who is saying what
But here's the thing. It's selective political correctness for stand-up comedy. Louis C.K. Seinfeld and Chris Rock have some points in that you can't. There are some jokes you can't say. Although all those comics that don't say those jokes somehow have rape jokes, and that's okay.
And other ethnicities do make fun of white people and other races, and it's okay.
Nah, yeah, well, everybody picks on white people, and you know what? I can't blame them. White people are fucking hilarious. But I make fun of them, too.
But I travel outside of Los Angeles. I mean,
if you travel outside of Los Angeles, this is all on the coast, in the city, educated people. College.
Right.
This has nothing to do with House of Lights. Really.
Yeah, let's get back on track.
I know. Phil's ready to fucking...
Phil
was checking the phone.
I was going to send him a message because I don't want to say
it
out loud.
Was that a politically correct, incorrect message?
No.
They're texting next to each other. Well, that's
no, Jonah's curse. Jonah's curse. Very.
Because this is important.
But wait a second. Wait a second. Now you say that. Now, you're Australian.
I had to reword it because...
Tiny Kangaroo Down Sport. It's the most offensive fucking song I've ever heard.
I don't know what it's about. Well, he's a convicted pedophile, right?
I don't know. Rolf Harris. You know, it's a tiny kangaroo down.
Oh, God, no.
Tiny kangaroo down.
I have no idea what that is.
There is a phrase in that song. Let the apples go loose, Lou. Let the apples go loose.
I didn't know that.
They're of no further use, Lou.
Well, he's in prison anyway.
Huh?
He's in prison.
He should be. I'm not politically correct, but let the apples go loose. What the fuck's the matter with you?
What do you mean?
I don't know.
Oh, come on.
We have not mentioned our synth player, Trevor Song, and that's his real name, Trevor Song. That's generally his real name, Trevor Song.
And Trevor Song is, how would we know him?
Trevor joined the band like about 2 years ago, and he's a very interesting character.
He lives in the South Bay.
There you go.
Near
and
you.
And he loves his synth pop. And hello, Trevor, if you're there.
Hi, Trevor.
And,
Mr. Song.
He's a very dedicated and a great synth player.
Right.
Yeah.
So, House of Lights. So you are playing L.A. right now. You say you're only in L.A. for 6 months. So you're gonna go to Australia for a little bit.
A little bit.
And the third album, are you chopping that around?
We're remixing it with a guy called Cliff Nerell. He did Nunch Nails and R.E.M. and
nice.
That's good company.
A few bands.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I.
You're gonna get those vocals right up there.
I guess so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, was it late REM or early REM? Because the early REM, his vocals are really low. So.
Oh, I don't know.
Do you want to get the late REM?
I think he did Automatic for the People.
Okay, yeah, that's late REM.
Right.
Because, like, the first REM, you could barely hear the vocals, and he's, like, mumbling.
Oh, it was all Mitch Easter.
Yeah, yeah. Ready for something? Yeah, and then late, he's all over the place. Well, I got to tell you guys have been a treat.
Thank you for having
me. You've been so much better.
Did you get the 55-minute?
I got 55 minutes.
Oh, you did.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh my God. Right? Then I should thank you for having us, right?
It's 2 minutes.
This is the time.
No, this is, and no, you, when it's fun, it goes by real fast.
Right.
And even when I'm off and we're just talking about bullshit and comedy and everything else, sometimes it goes right. Mm-hmm. Phil, how do people get a hold of you? Do you want people to get a hold of you? Or?
No. No, he's in hiding.
You're an engineer on SiriusXM.
I'm doing what?
Do you want people to get a hold of you? Do you have an Instagram? Do you have a Facebook? Do you have people?
I have all that stuff.
All right.
What am I?
Yeah, he has all that stuff.
I try to. Do you want to promote the band or you want to promote yourself?
Oh, I don't want to promote myself.
All right.
Why would I?
But you'll be playing with the band at Maui Sugar Mill.
Maui Sugar Mill in the evening, like
in Tarzana.
10 p.m.
But we're playing
another show in the afternoon at. Was it 4 p.m.?
Mm-hmm. And at 1, I have my tax
the Lexington.
Appointment.
The Lexington at 4 p.m. on Saturday, March 16, 4 p.m.
I know the Lexington. That's downtown,
happy hour.
Right?
And 10 p.m.
Yeah, I've been there.
At the Maui Sugar Mill, where Slash and Dave Grohl, many notables play there, actually.
Yeah, we're playing absolutely. With them that night.
Right. Who's them? Yeah.
And Slash and Dave Grohl.
Slash and Dave Grohl may pop in. Dave Grohl's played every bar in Tarzana. He lives in Tarzana.
Oh, he's devalued his... Yeah.
Jack Black lives in Tarzana. Not Jack White, Jack Black. My ex-girlfriend met them both at a bowling alley. Jack Black was a dick, and Dave Grohl was nice.
He is a dick.
Jack Black?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, we'll talk about it later. So House of Light, tell us how people get a hold of you, how people get a hold of the band,
Facebook,
the albums.
Facebook, The House of Light, Instagram, the.house.of.light, and yeah, that's about it. Yeah, oh, Spotify, all the usuals.
Right, right. You're on Spotify, you're on Tidal, you're probably on Apple Music, I would guess. All that stuff.
YouTube, House O Light.
House O Light. I like the HOL logo. It's very,
very
minimalist.
Yeah, it is minimal.
Yeah.
I like minimal. I'm a minimalist.
Are you really with your fur coat?
This is just convenience.
Really?
It's warm.
It's 90 degrees in here.
Oh, yeah.
It is.
Okay, it's fashion. It's fashion.
I was going to say, you're from the Outback.
This is real fur. I killed the bear with my own hands. No, I'm kidding. It's faux fur for all you vegans.
Oh, good. I was about to be like, what?
But I do tell the punks in Berlin when they harass me that it's real because they're very self-righteous about it.
You must live in a bad neighborhood then.
There's a lot of punks where I was living in Berlin, yeah.
Oh, really? Oh, in Berlin.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I was going to ask if punk inspired you at all.
My first bands were punk bands, so I guess little, but
okay,
as much as anything.
Well, that's a conversation for another time.
Yeah, yeah. Post-punk more.
Yeah, I would say so. Post-punk. Goth, shoegaze, synth, all that stuff. Great stuff. Phil, you guys, I appreciate you coming.
Thank you for having us.
I appreciate both of you guys.
It flew.
Hannah, it did fly by.
It did fly by.
This is a very weird, disjointed show.
It was fun, though.
It was fun. And
it was different, weird, disjointed, different.
Very politically incorrect.
Maybe there's some improv seeping through.
There's some improv. there's some improv over there. So, Hannah, you're Hail Hannah 666.
I'm Hail Hannah Bach, B-A-K-K.
Hail Hannah Bach 666 on Instagram. And please, everybody, send her a message and tell her how beautiful she is. I don't know. You're the most beautiful woman I know that doesn't know she's beautiful.
Ugh.
It's always like that. Why is it always like that?
Do you know you're beautiful?
Well, I'm not going to. But women, the beautiful women are the ones that don't know. Women generally don't know, I think.
No, I know most of them know. Anyway, goth comedian on all social media. Everybody have a wonderfully creepy week. Bye.
Bye.